Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
After playing drums since he was 5, Frank Marino started playing guitar around age 13 or 14 while in hospital in Montreal. By the time he was 16, he was given a record deal and allowed unprecedented artistic freedom. He released his first album, Maxum, in 1972 at the tender age of 18. That album was followed by Child of the Novelty in 1974 and Strange Universe in 1975. Those two album covers depict Marino's tortured experiences while on acid, which were relayed to album cover artist Ivan Schwartz. More recently, Frank released a 6-hour live recording on CD and DVD live at the Agora Theater. An often repeated myth is that Frank Marino was visited by an apparition of Jimi Hendrix after a bad acid trip. A myth Marino has always disavowed and continues to do so on his personal website. His playing, however, is inspired by Hendrix. On the Gibson website, he's described as carrying Jim's psychedelic torch. And Frank is notable for often performing cover versions of Hendrix classics such as All Along the Watchtower. Frank has described Mahogany Rush's sound, his sound, as the Grateful Dead meets jazz. Mahogany Rush played before 300,000 people at California Jam 2 in 1978. He's toured with Aerosmith and Johnny Winter. He's widely considered a guitar player's guitar player. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Frank Marino to Coast AM. Frank, climb aboard. How are you?
How are you, Richard? I'm fine.
I'm great. Thank you. How are things in Montreal? Are you getting a typical Montreal winter?
Things are very cold. They're very, very cold. We had a snowless December and part of January, and now it hit us.
No burst water pipes, I hope.
No, not yet.
Okay, that's good. You know, I'm just thinking about your childhood, and Ringo Starr likes to tell the story of how he learned to play the drums or decided he was going to be a drummer while he was in hospital. For you, it's kind of the opposite. You were playing the drums at a very young age. And then you went into the hospital and picked up the guitar. But let me ask you about drumming. I understand, like, you wanted to be Buddy Rich. Like, were you an old soul? Like, I can't imagine a 5 or a 6-year-old deciding, I want to be Buddy Rich.
Well, Buddy Rich, guys like Buddy Rich and, when I was growing up, that's, if you heard drummers and you heard Buddy Rich, there was no other drummer you wanted to hear except Buddy Rich. There was Elvin Jones, but I liked Elvin Jones because, it was that same kind of jazz type of playing. And, yeah, I wanted to I wanted to grow up and be a drummer. I wanted to be Buddy Rich. And believe me, when I went to the hospital, they'd had a set of drums in there. I'd have played the drums all the time, but they're not going to put a set of drums in a hospital, so all they had was a guitar.
Can you tell us how you ended up in the hospital at the age of 13 for an extended period of time?
Well, it was the 60s, and, you know, I had older brothers and sisters, well, an older brother and older sister, and I was like the sort of mascot of the gang, and LSD was being used, and, you know, psychedelic drugs were being used, and I guess I just used too much of them, and at one point, it just got, you get to a point on a psychedelic drug, especially if you're young, where you sort of cross a certain threshold. It's like a kind of a Rubicon. And once you've crossed over, it's not like you can unsee or unfeel or unhear what happens to you. And nobody really knew what to do about that. I mean, you could call it a bad trip. But it was more than a bad trip. It was a complete, you know, psychedelic experience, to quote Timothy Leary. And all I could do was end up in a hospital because I didn't know what to do about it. I mean, it had never happened before. I had done those drugs for a while as a young kid. And it just all blew my mind one day. And from the time that I went to the hospital, I never touched another drug again or even a drink. To this day,
when would you describe it as like a psychosis? Did it induce a psychosis?
You know the story of Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
Imagine that really happening. Like
that was
more. I mean, it wasn't just like because I had done acid for a while, you know, so. Most people who do acid, they feel high and they sort of see the walls breathe and, you know, just it's sort of a light experience. But when it's like I crossed over into what you, like you call a psychosis. And I guess it's similar to when they say that schizophrenic people hear voices. Well, that's just one sense. Imagine all the senses doing that to you and creating a whole trip. And those early album covers are really are, especially Strange Universe, really are indicative of what the trip was like. And it didn't just end suddenly. It went on for many, many years while I was playing. So in the early days, when I was doing those albums with those covers, I was always trying to express myself with the music that I was doing, trying to express that trip. And
you know, it's interesting.
And believe me, it wasn't a nice experience.
You know, it's interesting because people tend to romanticize, you know, that era and the, you know, dropping LSD and, you know, with the Grateful Dead, the electric Kool-Aid acid trip and all of that. I mean, the way you're portraying it, it sounded like an absolute nightmare. I can't imagine
a young
child going through that.
Yeah, it was an absolute nightmare. Now, it wasn't a nightmare in the beginning. It was what everyone romanticized. You know, it was that. There's an old joke about, you know, what do the deadheads say when the acid wears off? They say, "What's that noise?" So it was romanticized, and it was cool and everything, and everyone was, it's like you see Woodstock, it was very much like that. But in my case, I went that one little silly step further. It might have been because I was only 13. It might have been, who knows why. It didn't happen to a lot of people. I know of two other people that it did happen to, and they never recovered.
That is tragic.
So, you know, I think it's a dangerous drug. I think all drugs can be dangerous if you don't know what you're doing, like anything else.
And sure.
Once I hit the hospital, and came out of the hospital. And I went in and out for a while. It was like back and forth, you know. I'd go in the hospital and said, oh, I don't like being in the hospital. I want to go home. Then I'd come home and say, I better get back to the hospital. It was a really awful time. But the guitar was what I held on to. It was like, imagine falling off a boat in the middle of the ocean and finding one piece of wood that you could hang on to.
Mm-hmm.
The guitar became that for me. And they had an acoustic guitar in the hospital, and it became the only thing I would gravitate towards for every hour of the day. And when I had to go home, they wouldn't let me take it, so my mother bought me a guitar. And that guitar that she bought me actually ended up becoming the guitar that I did my career with.
That's the Gibson, the 61 Gibson?
Yeah.
The SG. Were you self-taught? I mean, how did you learn to play in hospital?
I thought I could. It's hard to explain. The songs I was thinking of, I was thinking I was writing. I wasn't writing them. They were Grateful Dead tunes. They were Doors tunes. They were tunes. You know, they were Jimi Hendrix tunes. They were tunes from that era. And I was thinking, oh, I'm just going to work on my songs. Like, I was crazy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
But how did you learn, you know, how to play chords, and you just figured it out on your own?
That just came on, you know. I started with notes, and I had always had good rhythm because I was a drummer. So timing wasn't a problem. And later on, notes became, you know, oh, these two notes go together and they make a chord. And then much later on after that, when I started to, well, I won't say come down, but I started to be more in the world, then I started looking into what it was that I was playing and asking other people, what is it that I'm playing? And they'd say, well, that's an A, and that's a B, and that's a G sharp. And I started learning about music. It was a long process. But it all happened pretty quickly because it started at 13. You know, well, it started. I had three experiences like that, and it was the third one that put me in the hospital. And that all started between July 26th of 1968 and September 3rd or 4th of the same year. That's when I end up going to the hospital.
Right.
And I'm born in November, so I was just turning 14. So I was still 13 years old when it happened to me. And between that point and being in the hospital for most of the early part of 69, you know, I was supposed to go to Woodstock and didn't go because I was completely, you know, my mind was blitzed. But between the time that I did the hospital and the time I was eventually at 16 going on 17, by that time I made an album.
Yeah, this is astounding to me.
It really was. I look back at it and I almost don't know who that person was.
How did that happen? Was it Nine Records? Was that the label that came to you and said, here's the keys to the candy store. Frank, go record an album and you can produce it.
They tried everything to get me to record. And I kept refusing because it wasn't cool in those days to be part of the, quote, establishment. And the way that they finally talked me into it, because I said no. No, I don't want to do that. I just wanted to stay in the room and play music with my friends. And that's what I did for 12 hours a day. But crowds would come and see us. And so these people saw these huge crowds coming to see us. We'd play outside, we'd play in parks. And so they thought, oh, we can make a buck with this. And so they said, let's get him to sign a record deal. And I wasn't even of age to do it. I had to have my, eventually when I did finally agree to it, my parents had to sign the papers. And it was unusual for someone that young to be making a record, let alone producing it myself, because that's how they got me to do it. They promised that if I would do it, they'd give me whatever equipment I wanted. And that was like a magic word.
Sure.
Equipment. We'll put you in a place called a studio and it's full of equipment. And I'm like, equipment? Whoa, wow. And we won't even show up. You do whatever you like. You produce it. That was unheard of. To let
I'll
a
say.
15, 16-year-old kid produce his own record.
And the band, Mahogany Rush, you had to quickly put together a band, or were these the people?
No, I had, whoever played with me, like the jamming that I was doing, it was always Mahogany Rush. Before, the Mahogany Rush that became Mahogany Rush, who finally did that album, you know, when I was 16, 17.
Right.
I had played with a lot of guys before that. And it was always known as Mahogany Rush, because Mahogany Rush was not a name of a band. It was a name of the experience I had.
While on acid.
Almost like the Alan Parsons Project, you know, like it was like,
right.
I would say, I'm having Mahogany Rush. That's what I would tell the doctors. It made no sense to them, but to me it made a whole lot of sense.
You were describing the feeling you had while you were
trying to describe my trip.
Yeah.
And so whoever played with me was playing Mahogany Rush music. It was almost a joke to people.
Right. It wasn't the name of a band. It was the genre you were playing.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good way to put it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have
have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.